From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. World leaders wrapped up 2 days of talks yesterday with a promise to repair a malfunctioning global economic system. The world's 20 top economies had met to discuss how to deal with the worst financial crisis since the 1930s. President Obama said they leave confident and united. The leaders agreed to continue stimulus plans in their respective countries, as well as tighter and more coordinated financial regulation. President Obama says the international community is speaking out in rare harmony against Iran's secret development of a nuclear enrichment facility. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
China and Russia have now joined the United States, France, and Britain in calling for an international investigation of Iran's nuclear program. The chorus has been growing since it was made public that Iran has been developing a secret underground enrichment facility that U.S. officials warn could be used for arming nuclear bombs. Next week, Iran is set to meet with the U.S. and five other countries to discuss its nuclear program. President Obama says Iran's now on notice from the international community that it must come clean or risk additional sanctions.
The choice they make over the next several weeks and months could well determine their ability to rejoin the international community or to find themselves isolated.
Mr. Obama said diplomacy is his preferred path for dealing with Iran, but he refused to rule out possible military responses. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
A Colorado man at the center of a terrorism investigation has been flown to New York. A grand jury there charged him with conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Little more than an hour after Najibullah Zazi was escorted out of a Denver courtroom in handcuffs, he was on a government plane headed for New York. His attorney, Art Folsom, had argued that Zazi should be released from federal custody and allowed to go home under electronic monitoring.
Well, I didn't believe that there was reason to keep him detained, but given the high-profile nature of this case, the ruling was not a surprise to anyone.
The judge rejected all of Folsom's arguments that Zazi was not a flight risk or a danger to the community. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Kentucky State Police are investigating the death of a part-time census worker. 51-year-old Bill Sparkman was found hanging from a tree in a cemetery in rural Clay County 2 weeks ago. Authorities say he was naked and had the word "Fed" scrawled on his chest with a felt-tip pen. State Trooper Dan Trosper says it's too soon to know exactly what happened.
Detectives are still conducting the investigation. They are working on it daily to try to ascertain what exactly occurred.
Sparkman was a substitute teacher and supplemented his income by working as a census field worker. Authorities won't say if he was working as a worker at the time of his death. The Census Bureau has suspended door-to-door interviews in Clay County. This is NPR News from Washington. A bomb exploded outside a bank in northwest Pakistan today. Officials say at least 8 people were killed and dozens were wounded. The bank was affiliated with the army in Peshawar, the capital of Northwest Frontier Province. In the same region, a suicide bomber struck a police station earlier today, killing at least 6 people. 30 others were wounded, most of them policemen. 2 days ago, the Taliban in Pakistan said it would step up its suicide attacks in the region. Koreans separated by the division of the peninsula more than 50 years ago are scheduled to have brief reunions in North Korea this weekend. From Seoul, Dwally Saikautau reports.
Some 100 elderly South Koreans are crossing the heavily fortified border between the two rival Koreas to meet with their immediate long-lost relatives in the north. Nam Sung-uk with the Institute for National Security Strategy in Seoul says the reunion is a top agenda for South Korea's government.
It's a starting point. Even if there are a small number of the person, South and North Korea will make another agreement in order to increase the number of the persons. It is a big event in inauguration of the Myung-bak government.
This is the first reunion to take place since South Korean President Lee Myung-bak took office last year. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Former Democratic Party Chairman Paul Kirk was sworn in yesterday as senator from Massachusetts. He'll fill the seat held by the late Edward Kennedy until voters select a replacement in a special election January 19th. Kirk has said that he will not run for the job. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.